Saving money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes. Our concrete products are great for a variety of applications, including pouring a walkway, setting a post, or even installing stone veneer. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at
Menards. Hi there, welcome to my channel. Now we shall be taking a recap of all the 12 basic signs of zodiac, starting with Aries and going up till Pisces. This is an introduction to it. If you are new to my channel, don't forget to subscribe and share these videos. These are all educational videos, and we shall discuss more deep dive into Namamsha later on. But these are the basic approaches. I've always found it useful to first capture the basic approach. Always have these rules in mind. Ascendant sign, all the significations of the ascendant, where the lord of the ascendant is placed, be it D1, D9, D10, any of the divisional charts. That's the first step. That's what your soul is searching for. Number two, house placement. The sign has the quality of that house. If Aries is placed in fifth house, so the quality of the fifth house now takes on Aries kind of energy. That's why we have to cover it in energetic terms. With respect to the planet or ruler of that house, this assigns the quality to the house. Okay? Whichever sign and whichever house placement, that's what we are talking about. So second is the house placement. So the order in which you cover this is house as the area of life. Fifth house being education, children, your love and romance, that kind of thing, right? Area of life. Sign assigns as a quality and nakshatra as a refinement of that quality. Basic rule, okay? Follow this everywhere. Because as we tend to go deeper and deeper into astrology, we tend to forget some basic rules. The fourth step is check the relationship between the houses 2, 12, 3, 11, 4, 10, which I've already covered in this playlist, okay? That comes the fourth step. So follow this step-by-step approach, and we will never go wrong in our approach to handling the natal or the Navamsha or the Jaimini Karakas, which will come later on. All right. Let's talk about number four, Cancer. The sign of the moon ruled by a Vaishya planet, that is the moon. So moon and Mercury are somewhat similar in their approach. Okay, both are Vaishya planets, meaning both are trader-like. The difference here being Mercury is without a character. Moon has somewhat of a character in the sense that it wants to do for mutual benefit, like a win-win situation type of a trader as a planet. Means it wants to do things for others. It wants to get something for itself, but not at the cost of just itself. It wants to do for the benefit of the other as well. Just look at it this way. Mercury, on the other hand, is a characterless, genderless creature. So he will just do straight away for selfish gains. That's how it becomes a selfish planet. And Moon isn't in that particular context. Okay. So Cancer, the fourth sign, is Sattva, dual and female. I think that's a little incorrect. It is Sattva, movable and female. Okay, never mind. It's a movable sign. It's Sattvic, meaning it is of the highest quality. Sattva is the highest quality in the Vedic tradition. It's a female sign, means everything which is internal. So what does this sign stand for? Remember, the important signs which are typically ignored are Cancer and Leo, because they rule only one house, the fourth and the fifth house respectively. This one and the next one is Leo. So pay very close attention to these royal signs, because these are the determinants in Vedic astrology for just about everything else, like even Tithi, Karan, Yoga and every other concept, even the Panchanga concept. Everything is based upon the luminary Sun, Moon, and the third point being Ascendant. So pay very, very close attention when I talk about Cancer and about Leo, because when you go to Navamsha, when we go into Atma Karakas, this will become very important. Okay. So what is the essence of Cancer, which is ruled by the moon? Everything in your body, let me start from here, is 99% water. Moon is the karaka of water. Moon is about food and water. Just take these two aspects. Moon is about heart, home, homeland and peace. You know, people speak of peace of mind. There is no such thing. Peace only belongs to the area of the heart, not to the mind. Mind is just a container for all kinds of individual collective thought processes, subconscious, unconscious. Mercury, mind is mercurial. The heart, where the cancer is, your heart center holds the key for peace. But the thing we are faced with is whatever runs in the mind automatically creates an emotion. Whatever your thoughts create that emotion, and that emotion goes into your emotional body, which is cancer. If I were you, I would pay very close attention to whatever is going on in the sign of Cancer and with Moon in both your natal and Navamsha as the first priority, the topmost priority. Because 99% of our waking hours is spent in thinking, which in turn leads to some kind of an emotion, which is locked into the emotional body. Cancer is a water sign. It just takes in. It just knows how to absorb stuff. It does not know how to give out stuff. So better learn to put right kind of thoughts in your mind, because those kind of positive thoughts will lead to positive emotions and a lot of healing. Cancer is a sign of healing. Everything related to healing belongs to Cancer in the entire zodiac. Okay? Because healing begins with the healing of emotional body first. Your physical body is affected as well. I'm seeing 11:11 on the clock. The physical body is affected because it is 99% water. This is why all the Vedic tradition is composed of doing the ritual, starting with water, offering water to the sun, drinking water from the palm of your hand, offering water to the plants if you want to cure mercury, right? All of these things, why do they come from water? Everything is jal tattva, or it is essentially the life is carried in the water of the oceans, for example, the water within the plants, for example, the water within your body, the rains, the lakes, the rivers, the seas, the oceans, you name it. Water determines and carries all life. In the case of Cancer, it carries peace. The fourth house stands for peace. It stands for emotions. It stands for water. It's meant for travels. Everything Moon has to do with travels. Local, abroad, everything. Okay? It stands for property. Fourth house is your local property. The local masses, your community. Local communities is Cancer. Your home, where you're most comfortable with. Your mother. Your motherland. Vehicles. Hidden things and emotions there. It's very, very common for Cancer to get sidetracked. This is why you have to be careful of where the Cancer is, what planets are placed in it. Because if this house gets damaged, or if it's having a lot of issues in it, you better learn to take care of your emotional body, especially if there are malefics in this. Fourth house or Cancer signifies constant changes, moody. Above all, these people are moody. Above all, this house is moody. This sign is moody. Wherever Cancer falls, you will operate with moods over there. You cannot explain the actions with logical sense. Everything has to do with emotional food, emotional satisfaction rather than intellectual knowledge. That's what Cancer is. Changing things of that house constantly. If Cancer falls in your 10th house, for example, for a Libra ascendant, right? Your career is changing constantly. You're very emotional about your career, for example. You get emotional about that particular area of life, wherever Cancer is falling. We'll see that shortly. Can do illegal things just because they feel it is right. You know, this How to Win Friends and Influence People. I was reading that book, Dale Carnegie's famous book, yeah? In that he was telling about a criminal in New York who kept on, he was the most difficult criminal to catch. He kept on killing a lot of people. Finally, when they cornered him, he said, "What did I do wrong? I was just doing what is right. I was trying to protect myself." He was the worst criminal at that time. So he can do illegal thing just because he or she feels it is right. What kind of karma would that be? Now that's a different discussion, isn't it? Where you do illegal things but you think you are entitled to it. That's cancer again. So you got to be careful with cancer all of the time. See the cancer sign in your charts, in your family's charts, friends' charts, and see how many planets are affecting that house and where it is placed. Pay close attention to cancer. It's one of the most neglected signs, I feel. Number two, what happens? Planets here take on the energy of being moody, changeable, emotional actions rather than logical ones. Very illogical, very irrational, very psychic in that sense. Moon is the psychic origin of everything. Everything on emotional basis rather than logic or intuitive. Cancer is highly intuitive. All water signs are Cancer, Scorpio and Pisces. Because everything which is beyond needs to go through the body of water. There's the secret there. It is the natural benefic, number three, meaning it has focus on life energy. Things like peace, emotions, mother, motherland, everything that is there in water, beginning with Cancer, the first water sign, is all about your emotional body. Therefore, it's about people rather than things. It's a benefic. It focuses on the people part of it, emotion part of it more than the articles part of it. Even if you buy property, your homeland, mother, homeland and properties, for example, because it's 4,000 stands for properties, land, you consider if it is a cancer sign, Aries would consider it as emotional attachment to the land. Not so much as an investment kind of thing. You see what I'm saying? A Taurus would consider it as an investment. But Aries would consider it as something which you are emotionally attached to. So it's the value addition. Cancer attaches emotion there. Moon is your emotional body. Takes on dominant aspects of the house placement, nakshatra and both. That's why nakshatras are called 27 wives of the moon. Okay, so the nakshatra first comes into the individual through the moon. The closest to the planet Earth is moon, and then Rahu Ketu, and then Venus and Mars. Go in this order. Whatever planet is closest to Earth has the most effect. So if you want to take nakshatra, it's invariably always said as moon's nakshatra because it is closest to us. The filtration is happening through the moon or the emotional body. Your tendencies, your drives, your personality, MBTI, everything which I have covered before, filters more through the moon. That's the dominant aspect. So having positive emotions like gratitude while consuming water and food, this I've experienced myself personally. You have gratitude. Just bring a sense of deep gratitude while drinking water, as such a simple thing as that, or while eating food, breakfast, lunch, dinner, and so on. Because the moon absorbs that into the emotional body. It is very psychic, highly intuitive. Okay? Keep this much in mind. Now you can place all these planets and see how that plays out. For example, Sun is in Cancer. So things like respect, power, your father, your ego, everything derives a sense of emotion. Somebody hurts your ego, attacks your ego, Sun in Cancer will feel very offended and take it into the emotional body. Moon does very well because already it's its own sign. So all these things like your masses, mother, emotions, these karakas, the water, home, property, all these have a deep emotional value for you if Moon is in Cancer. If Mars is in Cancer, now Mars and Sun are Kshatriya planets like we saw. If Mars is in Cancer, it will start having emotional reactions to things like rules and logic and focus. Mars is highly logical and focused. But Moon doesn't have any logic in it. It's just emotional body. It just feels what it feels. So this will start having issues with all kinds of rules, all kinds of regulations. Mars wants rules and regulations. Mars is a fighter. So it will have emotional fights. The coloring will take on an emotional color. Mercury, all the things of Mercury, if Mercury is placed in Cancer, will start having an emotional sort of communication. right? Everything is colored with the thing of emotion. It wants to have education for the sake of higher emotion. It is attached to kids. Mercury is a karaka for kids, little girls. Right? If you are attached to the kids, it will be because of you are highly emotional. Mercury in Moon will make very good primary school teachers, for example. Books, all kinds of books is Mercury's karaka. So it will read books because it feels nice. Everything feels nice to Moon. Yeah? Jupiter will start gaining higher knowledge. Jupiter in Cancer wants to learn all the time. Why it feels good to learn new things. See what I'm saying? Venus will start gathering all kinds of luxury, money, and indulge in highly creative stuff. If Venus is in Cancer, it becomes a karaka for artists, all kinds of artists, musicians, because they want to create something which feels good to them. It's not logical, but it's still needed nevertheless. Saturn, if it's placed here, sort of a difficult one, because Saturn likes to go deep and it's highly melancholic in nature and it stands for work. So if Saturn is placed in Cancer, it becomes highly deep thinker, highly melancholic in nature. Somewhat of those philosophers, right? They are all very highly melancholic. They always see the negative side of life, the grief side of life. Saturn has a lot of grief in it, highly melancholic. Rahu Ketu, of course, will do funny things with it. Rahu will get very obsessed with emotions. Rahu will fight with emotional anger. Ketu, on the other hand, will become very detached. It will look at the collective emotion rather than individual emotion. Ketu is the collective energy, so to speak. Now, let's quickly run through each of the signs. Let's begin with Aries first. Cancer is its natural fourth house, which means for an Aries ascendant, there is a lot of peace to be derived at the fourth house. So watch out how this house is performing in your natal and Navamsha chart for an Aries ascendant, because the more you become protective of this, how well this is aspected by benefics. Of course, benefics is better. If it's malefics, you've got to be really careful. You do not want to damage your emotional body, folks. Remember that. Doesn't matter which ascendant, doesn't matter natal or Navamsha, you have to protect your emotional body, especially in this day and age. So fourth house, home, homeland, mother's attachment towards mother is very dominant in the Aries ascendant. Yes, because it's always looking at these aspects. Aries is very attached to the mother because it's in the fourth house. This is where he finds peace. He or she finds peace when attached to the mother. If this house is doing well, everything is conditional, of course. For Taurus ascendant, it comes in the third house. So it comes in the house of younger siblings. Third house is also the house of younger siblings, yes? So it is very attached to the younger siblings, does everything for the younger siblings with a lot of emotion, yeah? Because Cancer is in the fourth house. It will do things relating to skill development only if it is emotionally attached to it. Taurus has a difficult time cultivating any hobby for the sake of it. It will do it only with an emotional attachment. See, I'm bringing the aspects of moodiness of Moon here. If you take Gemini, Gemini has a very soft and tender and gentle speech because Moon is ruling the second house. Cancer falling in the second house for a Gemini ascendant, therefore they will speak very softly. You can't refuse things to a Gemini. Although Gemini can be very selfish in their approach, they are very soft in their speech, very gentle in their speech, especially if it's Mrikshira Nakshatra or Punarvasu. It becomes quite peaceful. You want to listen to them all the time. Not so much Ardra, but these two Devganas over here. I've spoken about this in Nakshatras, you might want to revisit. For a Cancer ascendant, now the entire life is governed by emotion. Highly moody people, highly charged people. The mantra I recommend for Cancer ascendants is Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Just peace. You need peace about everything because your entire life is about moodiness. Yes? For the Leo ascendant, it goes in the 12th house. So if they spend, for the Leo ascendant, spending money okay, is always about being moody. They are very moody in their spending. If they want, if they have a good mood, they will spend a lot of money. If they are in a lousy mood, they will not spend any. Because it's everything is governed by illogic, only governed by emotions and nothing else. For a Virgo ascendant, if they want to deal with the crowd, now Virgo ascendant has to be careful. Like I said, moon is emotional body, tends to take on everything from the house wherever it is sitting in. Now for this poor Virgo people, it is sitting in the 11th house, meaning it is sitting in the house of collective. Meaning all that goes on in the collective, in the social media, in all the garbage which goes on in Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn and so on, they will take it and put it in their emotional body. They will get highly charged about what goes on in the collective, which becomes sort of a responsible for all the disease and they have to deal with Virgo. Virgo is the sign of disease and health. Yes, if you want to deal with a good health, please protect this first. The 11th house, because Cancer is falling there. Don't take on all the garbage that goes on in the collective, Virgo ascendants. Same thing similar for Libra. Libra, the career itself is ruled by emotion. So unless you are emotionally settled in your career, unless you like what you are doing emotionally, don't choose a career path blindly for all Libra ascendants. I can tell you this from experience. Do not choose just because your parents or teachers or professors or anybody is telling you. Research. Use this channel. Use all other channels. Scorpio. Everything concerning philosophy, religion, your father, attachment to the father, very highly emotionally attached to father. Whatever goes on with the father affects the Scorpio a lot. 9th house is being affected by moon. They love to travel long distances. It's healing for them, for Scorpio ascendants. Think about that, because 9th house is also the house of long distance travel. For Sagittarius ascendant, Cancer falls in the 8th house. Now this is tricky for a Sagittarius. Another tricky position. Why? Because 8th house is the house of sudden changes, sudden ups and downs of life. It transforms by itself. Remember the 6-8 relationship, yeah? It has 6-8 relationship with the ascendant. Both the 6th and the 8th house do. But 6th house is the house of conscious changing. 8th house changing without your conscious co-creation. It is changing automatically. External changes will affect its emotional body. So Sagittarius, please be careful. Do not try and impose it upon yourself too much, because it is taking a direct hit to your emotional body. Please watch out, especially if there are malefics in this 8th house for Sagittarius. Be very, very careful. For the Capricorn, now it's a spouse. Everything to do with spouse will affect your emotional body. If the spouse is not good, if you are constantly changing partners, for a Capricorn ascendant, change of partners affects the emotional body. And this is a changing house. Like I said, anything falls in this 4th house will keep changing. For a Libra ascendant, career will keep changing. For Sagittarius, all kinds of ups and downs and sudden events of life will keep changing. For Aquarius ascendant, it's a little tricky, because now the Cancer sign has gone to the house of enemies, right? 6th house is the house of enemies, is the house of daily work. So daily work affects the Aquarian people a lot. Why? Because Cancer is in 6th house. You are taking it upon your emotional body. You are getting very moody about your work. One day you feel like working, one day you don't feel like working. You see what I'm saying? And put the planets respectively there. Use the Karakas on the first sheet. And then you will get your idea of what's happening. For Pisces ascendant, it falls in the house of children, romance. If a Pisces ascendant is romantically involved, be careful of this house, okay? Because this is going highly and directly into your emotional body, meaning you are very moody about your lovers, very moody about your children, very moody about your education, what you want to get educated, because it's a house of education, is very moody for Pisces ascendant. So you see what I'm saying? You got to put these karakas, just to wrap this up, you have put the karakas of all of this depending upon what planet is placed in Cancer, take the attributes of Cancer as moody, as irrational, as psychic as possible, and then work through the natal and Navamsha as we go along. Okay. Next one is Leo. I'll see you in that. Meanwhile, take care. Be safe.
Saving money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes. Our concrete products are great for a variety of applications, including pouring a walkway, setting a post, or even installing stone veneer. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening this week. Save.